we would switch to? Well, looks like the deal has not transpired as we thought it would. In fact, there's some hanky-panky going on, but that's okay. I'll take care of that. And we're going to be in this regular time slot on WWCR broadcasting live from our conference all next week. We will not be on another frequency. We will always be on this satellite, no matter what happens, until the... we are going to switch satellites in the future, but that's because our satellite carrier is switching satellites. And when that happens, we will let you know well in advance of time. And we're thinking of some... you know, every time something comes along that prevents some kinds of a challenge and somebody tries to stop me from doing something, it never works. I always do it better and bigger than anybody ever did it before. And so I've got some novel ideas that I want to kick around with you, and we'll take your calls and talk about them. And Pooh's going to co-host for me tonight, and we're going to just sort of have an evening of fun and toss some ideas around, kick them around, and see what you think about it, and we'll see what comes of it, and then we'll go from there.
Have the party lights down low. Listen to the radio. Love is on the air tonight, and it's on the coast to coast. Look up. Love is everywhere tonight. You better let you know the echo. Each station to love the next show. We'll have a song coming through. So just get work, the nation network. We're here in our home for you. You.
You might sound like green to her,
but the pole she likes Rudy Fowler.
It's so clear that the money that you love is better than you. Why don't you get on your brothers on the air tonight?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're thinking really hard about starting our own radio network. And we don't quite really have any thoughts cemented yet. And we really don't know how to go about doing it. But I didn't know how to write a book and get it published. And I certainly didn't know how to publish a book that we're doing now. And I did not know how to do a radio broadcast. And everybody told me I couldn't do it. I didn't know how to publish a newspaper. So... what I've discovered through all of this is if you don't know how to do it, sometimes you can do it better than all of the people who think that they know how to do it, simply because your mind is not stuck in something that somebody taught you. And I don't know whether you noticed or not, but if you'll go back to the beginning of my broadcasts on shortwave and satellite, you'll find that I am the one who is responsible for the major... how can you say, the major style of this type of broadcast that is being done today. When I started, nobody used music like I use it. Nobody used the format that I use, and everybody told me that it was all wrong, but it worked better than anything, and now everybody's copying it, and I mean everybody. So there is a benefit in not really knowing what you're doing, and we've learned a lot, haven't we, Pooh?
Yeah.
And you ought to see Pooh. She's sitting in here in front of her own microphone, a 1930s-style microphone, with her earphones on. And pretty soon, folks, if we make this network a reality, Pooh's going to have her own show for the children, for the patriot children of the world. And when I say patriot children of the world, I'm talking about patriot in relationship to principles and ideals and freedom and liberty and responsibility. You see, there are people like that everywhere. I'm not a slave to any concept other than principles, ideals, freedom, and liberty. You will never find a bumper sticker on my car that says my country right or wrong. I'm behind my country when it's right. I'm not behind my country when it's wrong. And that's the way we should all be. It's like last night, somebody was talking about voting for the lesser of two evils. How can you do that? A vote for the lesser of two evils is a vote for evil. Any way you look at it. And we've got to stop that, folks. We've got to get out of that kind of mentality and thinking because it's wrong. It's just wrong. And by golly, if we can succeed in starting a network, and I'd like to go back to the old style of radio, the style of radio that those of us who heard the last years of it will never forget, because it was the most wonderful thing that you can imagine, with mics like the mic that I'm using and Pooh is using tonight, and jingles and music and wonderful live shows. Wouldn't it be nice if we could get some people to do live radio drama again? Wouldn't that really be something? I think that some of these ideas that we have are worthy of serious consideration. And I think that if this is something that all of you think could work, if it is, what I'd like to know is, would you be interested in being a part owner of such a network? I don't know how to go about it yet. This is not set in stone. This is not something that you're going to get something in the mail to send in some money, in a couple of weeks. It's going to take time to put it together. We might even have to float some stock. I don't know. Whatever it has to be done legally. I do know that. So we have to look into the legalities of all of it. And I'm talking about buying a major shortwave radio station. I'm talking about broadcasting 24 hours on a day on satellite. I'm talking about putting out free programming to any radio station across the country that has a time slot and wants it. And I'm talking about prime, super, first class, A number one programming. And somebody, sometime, is going to look back on how this all transpired, and they're going to kick themselves right square in the butt. So, let's go to the phones. I think we've got somebody here. I'm not sure. Pooh, you want to do the honors?
Mm-hmm. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. Mr. Cooper, it's a pleasure once again. And if I may, I want to say good evening to Miss Pooh and send greetings from the Gateway City to Pooh.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Anyway, if you don't mind, Mr. Cooper, may I make a couple comments about Bob Dole's address a couple nights ago?
Sure.
Well, I listened to it from end to end, and I put it on tape and listened to it from end to end tonight. Again this afternoon. I was listening to it after listening to the show last night, and I didn't really think he really made too much promise to this, except for a few little things about the World Trade Organization and a few little things here. Few words about sovereignty and Boutros Ghali. First of all, George Bush made a speech in the convention, and he said he didn't like UN, U.S. troops under U.N. command, but we all know that George Bush was just as part of this New World Order as anyone. I don't really think it would make a difference if U.S. troops were never in U.N. command if the president, who is the commander-in-chief, is bought off by the same people who own the U.N.
Well, you're right.
Well, and then all the other things he was talking about in his speech were just his regular, plain old neoconservative New World Order values, if you know what I mean. In fact, Bob Dole's comment about walking out if you didn't want this convention to be a big tent and the party to be a tent, there's the exit sign. That comment was not taken well by the Pat Robertsons and the Ralph Reeves. In fact, they had to say that they agreed with Dole's speech in order to keep their power in the GOP establishment. But there's a little AM radio station here that runs nothing but talk shows 24 hours a day, and they give legitimacy to every legitimate viewpoint, including far left and militia and John Birch Society and all that, if you can believe that. And that was a big topic of discussion today, and there was a regular caller who's tied into the Christian Coalition, and he said pretty much the exact same thing that I'm relaying to you. So Bob Dole's speech was not as full of promises as he thought it was.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't tell me that, because I listened to it. What I heard was exactly what I've been waiting to hear for many, many years. The reason that you and I and many others don't think that it was full of promises because we know Bob Dole's history. If we didn't know Bob Dole's history, and we were one of the sheeple sitting in that crowd, we would have been just as enthusiastic as everybody else. Well, dead air time is a no-no on radio. I mean, you've got to talk or get off the air. Okay, let's try to stick to the subject now, folks. The subject is what do you think about this idea to start a new network? And I'm not talking about like the Eagle Radio Network did. They did it all wrong. They got people and just gave them free airtime. You can't do that. Good evening. You're on the air. Goodbye. 520-333-4578 is the number, ladies and gentlemen. And are we on the air, Annie?
Yes.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, good evening, Bill. Love your program.
Thank you.
About setting up a network with micro FM broadcast transmitters. I have a 1-watt transmitter. Be willing to receive and broadcast it. Just an idea.
Well, we're thinking about that too. Finding a source. We can't use R. Scott Communications in Canada because they ripped us and our listeners off for about $2,000, and we sent them the money and they did not ship the transmitters to the people that had ordered them. So Annie and I had to pay all those people back out of our own pocket. You all don't know that. So we have to find a good, solid source of low-power FM transmitters to make available to people. And if they can afford to buy those transmitters, we can make a network that could just knock everybody else right out of the saddle.
I have a 1-watt radio. It goes out about 3, 4, 5 miles.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you want me to mention where I got it. I won't if you don't want me to, but it's a kit. Costs $30.
What I would like for you to do is send me the literature is where we can get those kits. Can you do that?
No problem. It's a major manufacturer of kits in the East Coast.
Okay, great. If you do that, then that can help get us started.
Also, what about college radio syndication? I was an engineer at a small college, and we got programs for free. I think really we need to get on a college campus because really the word is not out there on the college campuses. I know because I just graduated from one.
Well, we're going to hire somebody who will, if we do this, and I think we will, we're going to hire somebody who will be doing nothing but promoting our network to radio stations, and we'll be offering them free programming, period. We will make our money from the advertising and from the broadcasters themselves will pay for airtime. But the radio stations who carry the broadcasting will, of course, get the programs for nothing.
All right, with your luck. You know Bob Dole, the 33rd degree, correct?
Yes.
What are the ramifications of that? Is he a trilateralist and a Bilderberger?
it doesn't matter. 33rd degree is bad enough. That's one world government. That's the end of all religions. That's, that's if you're not one of us, you ain't nothing.
One of the patriots. Okay, it's getting really frustrating here. We're trying to keep it,
No, that's Bob Dole's attitude. If you're not one of us, you are nothing.
Right. Okay, keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578. How would you like to have your own radio show, Pooh?
Like it.
You would like it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we do this network, you're going to have your own radio show. I promise you that. For all the children out there who don't have a radio show. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, sir, Mr. Cooper. This is Mark calling from Illinois. I was going to say I heard somebody talking about the FM micro transmitters. I've listened a lot about those, and I wonder, isn't it illegal to transmit kind of commercial programming over those?
No.
Oh, okay. So, okay, well, that hits that one.
If you understand the law, the federal government has no jurisdiction within the several states.
Okay, well, we're dealing with that again. I understand.
As long as you don't transmit over a body of water on which a ship sails or across a border, you don't have anything to worry about.
Mm-hmm. The gentleman with the $30 radios, I've heard him. There's a fellow selling them for $200 already assembled, but I heard that they're extremely good quality, but that's quite a bit of money.
Don't ever buy anything from R. Scott Communications. they'll take your money and won't ship you anything.
Okay. I'm enjoying your book, by the way, Behold the Pale Horse. It's neat. Well, I'll let somebody else call into you. I had to ask that question because I would be...
Well, what do you think about the network idea? If we could offer you a reasonably priced FM transmitter, would you transmit our programming?
Well, I've been planning on doing that anyway. I just haven't... I've actually got a couple of locations I could transmit from right around the Chicago area. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, see, we could offer really low-cost satellite systems and FM transmitters and create a network that would just absolutely destroy the establishment media. But it requires absolute cooperation from everybody. People who never even thought of being a broadcaster before in their life is going to have to learn how and do it.
Sure, and then obtain satellite television or satellite setups too, I believe, don't they? Isn't that, are you talking about getting a shortwave?
No. I'm talking about pulling it off a satellite and rebroadcasting it.
Yeah, that's much cleaner.
We can furnish complete satellite systems very, very cheap. In fact, we can do it at cost, which I think is around $150 or less.
Well, I think you're onto something if you can get some of these other people out here that just listen to you, like you say, and get them to understand how to go about doing it. Around here, there's many, many people that would probably be interested in doing something like that.
Oh, yeah. You see, they've taken the media away from us. Well, some of us are taking it back. Like, we're publishing books now. We publish a newspaper. So you don't have to rely upon the controlled press anymore as far as a newspaper and as far as a publisher of books. Now, if we can just take back the airwaves, we've got them just about. We can nullify the propaganda that they're putting out to the American people. If they have something else to listen to that's the truth cuts through the crap really quick.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to get that extra 2 hours worth. I don't think an hour is long enough for your program either.
Well, I was trying to, and the people we were dealing with was Amerinet, and Amerinet just flat lied to us.
Well, it'd be real easy for me to do something like that here. Where I'm sitting at listening to you now, I fiddle around with that stuff all the time, and I think there's a lot more techie people out there that listen to you than what's known.
Well, that's great. If we can make this work, I'm telling you, we can take back the media. We'll have everybody in every city listening to the truth instead of the lies. Because once they hear the truth, you can never go back to the lies.
Well, I think you're onto something, Bill, and I'm with you. So let's see if anybody else wants to call in and jump on the bandwagon, too.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
And let's put all these radio stations that won't carry the truth or care only about making more and more and more money. I was amazed recently. I know what top dollar on shortwave radio is. And Michael Cottingham, I turned him on to getting a radio show so that he could get people healthier using natural herbal remedies. And he contracted with WWCR, and they ripped him off royal for his show that he was doing on Saturday night. I had no idea that they were ripping him off like that.
Well, you know, when you mentioned this, I thought of one other problem, and you must admit this is true. You're pretty particular about the programming you would allow on. Do you think it could fill up 24 hours?
Yes, I know it could, because, you see, the people who would tell the truth, who would document what they say, who would have good programming, and the good actors and actresses out there who would just love to do some live radio, nobody else will give them a chance, but I will.
Yeah, well, I hope I'm going to be hanging in here and listening and following along, and hopefully...
Not only would I give them a chance, I'd do everything in my power to make sure that they succeeded.
When you're talking about... Are you talking about going back to what you were saying before about this dramatization on the radio? Is that what you mean? Or?
Yeah, I'm talking about mixing it up. Not just talk 24 hours, but do some old-type radio.
Some pleasure listening.
Yes.
Yeah.
So people can learn to use their imagination again.
Mm-hmm.
You see, part of destroying the country is destroying the minds of its citizens. Children are growing up now watching television who have never, ever had an original thought or used their imagination or visualized anything in the dark late at night listening to a dramatization on radio.
Hey, Pooh could have kids' hour.
You better believe it, and she will, too. If we can make this a reality, Pooh will have her own show.
I like your idea. I mean, I hope you can spark some enthusiasm.
Well, let's see what everybody else thinks. Thanks for calling. What do you think, Pooh?
I think it's fine.
You think it would be fun?
Yeah.
We could have a lot of people on the air all over the country, and you could have your own broadcast talking to all the children. And they could call in and talk to you. And it might even be pretty silly, but it'd be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mark in Shreveport.
Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about this story you had about LaSalle University a couple of nights ago.
Yeah.
Is that a recent event?
Yes, I gave the dates.
Yeah, I must have missed that part because I tuned in about 5 or so minutes into the broadcast.
Yep, I gave the dates right over the air.
Yeah, you know, I got on the computer and I called the Shreve Memorial Library modem, 226-4960. That's area code 318 for anybody who wants to check this.
Uh-huh.
You log on, is all little lowercase P-U-B-L-I-C, and I found no references to it in the newspaper keyword search. And interestingly, when I went to the card catalog, I found no references to LaSalle University there either. And then I opened the Vista Gateway to Provo, Utah, and I found nothing there. All references to LaSalle University are gone. And I invite verification. That's why I gave the number.
Hmm.
And the log-on keyword.
Yeah.
Password.
That's really weird. Well, it's not a regular university like most universities. It is a church-accredited religious school.
Yeah, it was like the junior college I originally attended.
Yes.
Yeah, I went to Blinn Junior College quite some years ago, and that's run by the Methodist Church. What's interesting, though, is that I remember, you know, because I've been in that database before, of course.
Uh-huh. And you remember it being there.
Yeah. It was in there, at least in the card catalog.
And now it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to destroy it. They want to destroy that university because it's teaching something that the New World Order cannot and will not swallow.
Yeah, I don't remember them doing anything this bold since back in the early days of the UFO scare when the government started shutting everybody up. And over at the Cattle Heights branch of the Shreve Memorial Library, they actually had some government agents come in and pull some books off the shelves that had to do with UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there just a few minutes after they left, and those people were all kinds of uptight about that.
Yeah, well, those are the days when the technology was young, and they were really afraid that somebody would catch on that it wasn't extraterrestrial. And plus, when they do that, not only do they keep the secret that it's human technology, but they make people think that they're covering up an extraterrestrial presence, which helps them hide their real stuff.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I tell you what, I really appreciate it when you give out your, you know, your fax numbers and stuff, because there is some, you know, there are some queries I'd like to make from time to time about things you have on your show.
Well, we don't do your research for you. We give sources and documentation, and you got to do your own research. That's part of the reason of this broadcast, is to get people off their butt to do the stuff themselves.
Yeah, well, I guess I better learn to keep pen and paper by the radio.
Yeah, because we won't do your research for you unless you want to pay for it. If you want to pay us to do your research, we'll be happy to do it.
Oh, well, that too. Of course, though, there was something you were talking about once that had to do with Scripture, and I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about your viewpoint on it, but, you know, things like that.
Well, you have to remember, a lot of people get upset when I do religious programs which call into question beliefs that have been held for centuries.
Oh, yeah.
When I do that, it's to make you think. Many times, I don't believe what I'm broadcasting myself, and I've said this over and over and over again. It is to instill thought. It's to make you examine what you believe and why you believe it. It's to either make you discover that maybe you're believing something that's wrong, or to reinforce, once you've really done all the checking and research, your own beliefs that you already held.
Yeah. Oh, well, as for myself, I'm a Sabbatarian, to each his own.
Yeah. You see, what I care about more than anything, and it shouldn't matter to any of you what my beliefs are.
Right.
Okay? It's the right of every American to believe whatever they want, and it's nobody else's business what they believe. Period.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what anybody thinks, and if you don't believe that, you're not an American.
That's for sure.
That, you better believe that's for sure. So, what I care about more than anything is that you stop believing what somebody tells you. You stop believing whatever you believe because somebody told you all your life in some pulpit in some church because you never went to any other churches and investigated, or because your parents told you, or your teacher told you, or I told you, or somebody down the street told you, and that you learn to think and examine and investigate for yourself and determine for yourself in your own mind what is right after you have examined all the possibilities that there are. That's the only way you get to the truth. Jesus Christ said, "Seek ye the truth, and the truth will make you free." If you don't seek the truth, you can never be free.
Damn cheap old time.
Now, seeking the truth doesn't mean listening and believing. It means going out and testing and investigating and researching and challenging and asking questions until the truth becomes apparent.
Well, anyway, I wanted to be sure to give you this information about this this database and the references to La Salle University, because I'm here in Shreveport, you know, and they were, what, in New Orleans?
I don't remember, and I don't have it right in front of me.
Okay, so, well, they're, I know they're in South Louisiana.
They're in Louisiana, I know that.
And all references to them may have disappeared.
Yeah.
And that's, that area code, once again, is 318. The number is 226-4960. The log-on is public, all lowercase. And they have a Vista Gateway in, to the computer in Provo, Utah, that has, you know, national newspaper references and so forth. And all the stuff is gone. You know, when the menu comes up, you'll be able to see what you can search through, and you look for La Salle, you look for university, La Salle University and FBI, FBI and rape. Everything that has to do with FBI here has to do with gaming and politicians. There are no references to La Salle.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Sure thing.
Appreciate that. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. I'm sorry. Thinking of something else. Mr. Cooper, good evening to your lovely crew. I wanted to indicate a couple of things about the radio thing, because that's what you were talking about before. And it makes me nervous to talk to you, because you can be very difficult with your guests sometimes.
Only if you demonstrate gross stupidity or lack of ability to use your innate intelligence.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
So, that I thought of is... I think a lot of stations don't take into account the weather and location with other major stations. I can think of one in particular, and that is the problem that New Orleans has had with Alabama and...
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
The radio station WRNO and WWCR.
Yeah, what about it?
Have had with the WEWN, I think it is, in Alabama. They came in and it really dominated the airwaves. I live up in the Northeast Kingdom.
Well, you have to understand what's happening. Now, how long have you been listening to this broadcast?
I've been listening almost 3 years.
Almost 3 years? Then you have to know the role that the Vatican plays in all this. And you have to know that every time one of these Patriot stations changes their frequencies, WEWN changes their frequency to be 5 or 10 megahertz off, or not megahertz, but whatever it is, just 5 or 10 numbers off on the scale. And then they bleed over with their superpower and interfere with the broadcast. That's not an accident.
No, I understand that they do, but I was wondering how much thought a lot of people give into the location of where they put the radio station. I know the Vatican...
Location has nothing to do with it. It's the frequency you're broadcasting on and whether or not you're dirty. And that dirty means in broadcasting that you're drifting off your frequency and bleeding onto other frequencies.
I see. Well, if I could... just have this opportunity to think of a couple other things. One is, I made a couple of notes here. One is getting it sponsored by an electronics company.
Get sponsored by an electronics company?
A person who doesn't have a vested interest in the content of the show, but rather the quality of the mechanics of the transmissions and receivers and things like that.
Well, that's an idea.
I also like your idea about stock. And I personally would love to be a broadcaster.
Yeah.
I was asked to be on Eagle Radio.
Uh-huh.
Kind of got your comment there. And,
well, Eagle Radio did something really bad. They were letting everybody just come on and broadcast for nothing, and as a result, they went bankrupt.
I didn't know they were off the air. I see. One comment I want...
Oh.
in the Republican Party should vote for Mr. Dole because they're just throwing their vote away.
Well, I think you misunderstood what we were saying. What we were trying to impart last night was that it doesn't matter who you vote for, the result is going to be the same.
Well, I think it's important for people to remember that they're voting for. You can't vote against somebody.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can vote against somebody. You can vote against Clinton and Dole by voting for somebody else.
Well, that's true, of course. Anyway, you have a fine evening.
But you should never, ever vote for the lesser of two evils. A vote for the lesser of two evils is a vote for evil, and that's no vote.
Well, I remember somewhere that laws had to be made in the positive. But that is to say, there shall be no, instead of there will not be any. I may be wrong about that, but I recall reading that somewhere.
I don't know, but double negatives are always wrong anyway.
Indeed. All right, well, thank you for letting me on the air.
You're welcome.
All right, good night.
Thank you for calling. Well, folks, we got to take a little break here. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
We're going to take a break, guys. Don't be back. Don't go away.
There you go. That's right. Thank you. Want to do the commercial? You said you wanted to do the commercial, so there you go. You have to talk about Swiss America Trading and about money and buying gold and silver coins.
Right.
Well, let's do it this. Do you have any gold or silver coins?
Do you have any gold or silver coins?
No, I'm asking you. You know I have.
Oh.
Do you have?
No.
Yes, you do.
I don't have any gold.
Yes, you have some gold and you have some silver coins that people have sent you as gifts. I think you've just forgotten. You know why? Because I put them in the safe. You don't see them, but they're there. And you saw them when you received them. And Allison has some silver coins that were sent to her by some of the listeners shortly after she was born. As gifts. Because the listeners want to make sure that you guys are started out right in life. And Mommy and Poppy have bought you some gold and silver coins also. That you don't even know about. So how does that make you feel?
That feels fine.
Feels pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know all about money, don't you? You get an allowance every week.
Yeah.
And what do you do with it?
I put it in my piggy bank.
And how heavy is your piggy bank?
Real heavy.
Pretty hard to pick up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You have more than one bank, too, don't you?
More than one bank?
Don't you have more than one piggy bank? How many do you have?
I think I have three more.
You have four altogether, right?
Wait.
Do you have three or four?
Wait, I need to count first.
Well, count out loud. This is radio.
One, two, three, four. Yeah.
Okay. So you've got four piggy banks, and they're all heavy. One of them is so heavy that it's hard for you to pick up, and it's pretty heavy for me to pick up. So you're off to a right start. You understand that you have to save and that you have to prepare yourself for life and you have to make sure that some unforeseen disaster doesn't wipe you out, right?
What?
You have to make sure that some unforeseen disaster doesn't wipe out all your valuable money.
Oh.
So that's why you have the gold and silver coins.
Oh. I didn't know those were gold and silver coins.
Some of them are. Oh, yes. So what does Swiss America Trading do?
give us money?
They don't give us money. They've never given us money. Where did you get that idea?
What did he do?
They sell gold and silver.
Coins?
Coins and bullion and medallions and all kinds of things.
My ear keeps hurting.
Really? I wonder why. Are the headphones too tight?
No.
Okay. Are they too loud?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Too loud.
It's too loud. Well, I don't know what to do about that because your phones are plugged in to the tape recorder. So let's talk about Swiss American Trading. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're the people in Phoenix. And you know Craig Smith real well.
I know they're in Phoenix.
And you know Craig. He's a good friend of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And his daughter's a good friend of yours. Katie.
Her name is Katie.
Yeah, that's right. Now you're getting a little bit silly. You know that? And that's not good. It's not good to be too silly on the air.
Why?
Because it just doesn't sound right. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to straighten up a little bit and fly right.
Like this?
That's better, yeah. Okay. So, folks, if you want to be like Pooh and have something to fall back on, and she's getting a big head start that most of us never dreamed of, then you need to call Swiss American Trading, and you need to get your hands on some real money so that if everything comes tumbling down around your ears, you've got something that can pull you out of it. 1-800-289-2646. Call now. You'll be glad that you did. Thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time. And you'll get red carpet treatment, I guarantee it. If you don't, call me. I'll take care of it. I'll make sure that you do when you call back. 1-800-289-2646. Talk to Frank. Frank won't be on until the week after next. He's been on vacation. And I'll be gone all next week, broadcasting live from our conference. And but call him and talk to him. Get the newsletter. And see if you can get your hands on some real money, not that phony stuff that you've been playing with all this time. Well, you know what? Did you see that guy just fly through here with that monkey?
What?
Well, I don't know. Where did he go?
It's Gork and his monkey.
Hello,
what?
Has a monkey baby.
Me, Tarzan. You, little whippersnapper.
You, fairy godmother.
Oh no, I swing from trees. Let's go back to the phone and see if we still got somebody on here.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Pooh.
Hi.
This is Walter from Connecticut.
Hello, Walter.
Hi, Phil. I love the idea. As a matter of fact, I'm saving up right now. I want to get an FM transmitter next time. There's so many people in it seems like in the Patriot community that are...
I need you to talk louder.
There seems to be a lot of people that complain, the major media controls everything and there's nothing we can do. And I think you really hit on it. With publishing newspaper and there's magazines, alternative magazines, and I'm producing a local TV public access show. That's something with the TV we can do, all do. We have the right to access.
That's right. If we did a video television program and made the tapes available, would everybody air them on their local access channels?
Well, we have a right, and I've been running. I had an interview with Ben Parton on, and I've been running it constantly.
You keep fading down. You got to keep your level up.
Oh, okay. And Linda Thompson. good one, America Under Siege, and ran that and got a number of calls. They're really putting a lot of pressure, though, because this is a New York suburb.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's public access.
I know. I'm pretty assertive when it comes to that.
If there's time open, they have to air your tape.
That's right. I've got an hour every week, and it's great.
That's right. And, folks, did you know that if you have a cable service, that cable service has to provide a public access channel? And they have to play your tapes if you take them down there. And if you take them down there and they don't have a public access channel and they won't play your tapes, you can haul them into court. Did you know that?
They also are required by law to provide a studio for you if you want to produce a live show or tape show.
That's correct. And all the equipment to do it with.
And teach you how to use their equipment. Everything, it's part of their agreement.
Well, it's the law.
Thank God.
Because there's nothing to do with whether they agree. It's the law.
Yep.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number.
Good evening. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello, Pooh. How are you?
Fine. Who's this?
I'm sorry?
Who's this?
This is Ed from Illinois. In fact, I called a few nights ago when we were on a different topic, but when your dad started talking about this radio network tonight, I got real excited. In fact, I'm sitting here with my own daughter. She's typing away on the internet right now listening to your show with me. But, Mr. Cooper, I think it's a great idea, your own network. I'm a frustrated radio guy. I got one of your transmitters that you were selling last year.
Uh-huh.
Play your tapes as often as I can. Don't have as regular a schedule as I'd like because I got two jobs. But, boy, if there's anything I could do to help, I'd like to know. That ownership at the ground level sounds real good.
What's the response you get when you play the tapes?
Well, the major response comes from the friends of my kids. They're my listening audience. I'm covering about a 2-mile radius.
I guarantee you, you've got a lot of listeners you don't even know about. And if you were to go to a regular set schedule where people would know that every night at this time something is always going to be there, you would build a listenership that you wouldn't even believe.
Well, I'm trying. And I found a cool way to keep the FCC out of my hair, too. Actually, I can tune that transmitter down to 88.7 or 88.9, and at that point, I'm even under the commercial bands. In my area, they're pretty packed. So, you know, I had to get somewhere where I wouldn't be stomping on somebody. But even at that frequency, I operate pretty well. I made my own antenna, too. I also do have the training that the local cable access channel provides for that video stuff and some background in this. But actually, the main thing I wanted to say to you tonight is I fell into a little reward at work for services rendered, and I'm sitting here with a stock certificate from my company. It's probably worth about $500, and I'd be willing to send that to you just as a contribution to get this thing rolling.
That's fantastic.
Can you give me your address on the air? I got tape running. I usually do. Just
yeah, it's Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T.
Okay.
P.O. Box 1970.
Okay.
Eager, Arizona. Spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925.
Okay.
But for everything to be on the up and up and legal, you would have to donate it to the Independence Foundation Trust.
Independence Foundation Trust.
That's correct. We cannot ask for donations to the Independence Foundation Trust, but you have volunteered to donate something. So I can tell you that the Independence Foundation Trust is set up for that purpose.
Okay. I was in Arizona last month. My sister lives down there in New Age Heaven in Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I noticed down there that was really interesting in a New Age bookshop was your book for sale. They had 3 copies of it right in there with all the New Age claptrap.
Yeah, it's never failed to amaze me that that they always try to hide my book in New Age book sections in bookstores or in New Age bookshops. Well, I'll tell you one result of it is that we've converted an unbelievable number of New Agers to patriotism, and in fact, that's how Gwen Wyckoff got tuned in to what was really going on and started Perceptions Magazine. It was from reading my book.
It's kind of like the left, the extreme left realizes that, you know, they're fighting for the same things we are, you know, and in the sense that, you know, freedom and independence and the Constitution are not really party specific.
That's right.
They're ideals that everybody holds.
That's right. It brings us all together. Unless you're just an out and out communist Marxist subversive that wants to end it forever.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of those around, believe me.
One funny guy I met down there, I met in a Walmart while I was getting a fishing license. And, in fact, he was from the Middle East. And he was asking for the forms for firearms ownership. And he asked for form 4470. And just knowing myself offhand that it was 4473 he was looking for, I said, I think you mean 4473. And he said, oh, is that it? And then we got into a little discussion about the differences between gun laws down there and gun laws up here in Illinois, and they're pretty repressive up here.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, to make a long story short, at the end of the conversation, he said, gee, well, welcome to Arizona. And I said, well, thank you. Is that a welcome to Arizona, now go home, like I saw in the license downside? He says, no. He says, we need good people down here. He says, you know, we don't need, and he pronounced the word like this, he says, we don't need any liberals. Are you?
That's right.
No, sir, I'm not a liberal, I can tell you that right now. But I got resumes flying all over the place down there trying to get a job. But even if I never get down there, I'd like to help you out with your effort with the radio station, and that's on its way.
Great, thank you.
Are you coming to the conference?
No, I'm afraid I can't. I had my vacation for now, so I'm kind of stuck here for a while. Thanks, Pooh.
Pooh will be there, by the way.
Oh, well, you guys have a great time. I'm sure you will.
Oh, we will. She will be a great part of it. She always is. And she leads us in the pledge and all kinds of things.
Honey, is Anna going to come?
Anna will be there, yes.
All right, Mr. Cooper, I'll jump and let somebody else talk.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
520-333-4578. You're learning how to be a co-host. Yeah, that was really good. It really was, and it wasn't silly. It was very good.
Good evening. You're on the air. Hello, anyone there?
Yes, I am. This is Paul calling from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and I was just listening to your show for the first time. I was laying in bed, actually, and I had to run downstairs and give you a call. I want to support you on your radio station idea. I just wanted to call to let you know. And also, I have a couple transmitters here, and I've been looking for a reason to use them. So.
Wonderful. That's great. So if we could make a satellite system in order to pull this broadcast off the satellite and all of our other broadcasts, if we create this network to you at a very reasonable and inexpensive price, in fact, we'd give it to you for our cost, which would probably be $150 or less, would you download this program from satellite and rebroadcast it?
Yeah, no question about it.
Great, wonderful.
I've been broadcasting on and off here for the neighbors, and I have a transmitter. I have two of them, and one of them covers about 4 or 5 miles.
Uh-huh.
And I've been looking up a lot of information on legalities, and I've got a lot of questions about it, you know, about whether it's illegal, whether it's not. You know, whether it's just...
Perfectly legal.
Okay.
Now, the FCC may...
Find more details on that, because everything I've been finding...
Read the Constitution for the United States of America.
Okay, all right.
You've got to understand, and I did... if this is your first night listening, then you missed the public notice that we did a few nights ago, where I documented the restrictions placed upon the federal government within the several states. They have no right to regulate you as long as you're not broadcasting across a state line or over a body of water or interfering with any other commercial broadcast.
Okay.
They have no jurisdiction whatsoever. And if they try to come and try to scare you or intimidate you or prosecute you or anything like that, they're operating under the color of law, and you can take them to court and sue them.
All right, I'm on the internet also, so I'm going to do some research here. You sparked an interest.
Good.
So going to, how would I get a hold of you, or how are you going to, are you just going to keep on working on this project and let us know?
Yeah, and now if
we'll be ready to,
if I go off the air without having another place to broadcast at the end of this month, the last work day, the last week night of this month will be my last broadcast night on WWCR. If I don't have another station to broadcast on, then I sincerely suggest and urge you to subscribe to Veritas, which is our national full-size newspaper. It's not a tabloid. It's not a newsletter. Subscribe to Veritas, and in Veritas, you will find out exactly what we're going to do and when we're going to do it. And not only that, in the absence of this broadcast, Veritas is the next best source of information in this whole country.
Okay, how do you spell that? How is that spelled?
It's the Latin for truth, and it's spelled V as in Victor, E-R-I-T-A-S.
Okay. And I could write you at Harvest?
Yes. The subscription is $55 for 24 issues, and you can order it from Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. And I urge all of you in the listening audience, if you want to keep in touch with the real news, the real truth, and I urge you to do this because we might have to be off the air for a while until we get everything cemented and decide what we're going to do, but we will be back on the air in some future date. However, you won't know where we're going to be if you're not subscribing to Veritas. So send your subscription in now, $55 for 24 issues. Make it a money order or cash. And send it to Harvest, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. And don't be upset if you don't get an issue of Veritas during the month of August or the first 3 weeks of September, because we've lost Mike and Sharon. We have to skip an issue. So that's, you know, we're going to do that. We have to do that because there's a learning curve. Those of us who are now producing the paper, making sure that the quality and the content is the same high standard that it was before they left.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll continue listening to your show. Very interesting.
Thank you. 520-333-4578.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. My name is Jim. I'm from...
Jim, we can't even hear you. You've got to talk. I'll put the mouthpiece right in front of your mouth and talk real loud.
How's this?
That's a little better. Are you on a cell phone or something?
No, regular phone.
Okay. Just talk good and loud.
Okay. I've been micro-broadcasting you for about a year now, and I do have a place where you can get a pretty good transmitter. It's a synthesized transmitter. Has a very clean signal.
Okay. Can you send me that information in the mail?
Sure can.
Great. I'll look forward to it.
Okay. And
by the way, what's the response of your listeners to the broadcast?
That's a good question. Some people are very interested in it, and some people aren't. What can I say? But we will be raising... He also sells amplifiers. We'll be raising the power here very shortly.
Okay. But do you know this from... do you have some kind of a feedback process where they can let you know?
Most of them know, but some of my neighbors, I've asked, canvassed them, and I've gotten a response from them. But when I raise the power, then we're into a new bowl game, obviously.
Okay, great.
By the way, I met your friend, Bob...
Swan?
Swan, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we got into his trust, and we've been extremely happy.
Isn't that wonderful?
Excuse me?
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, it is. Indeed it is.
Yes, it is.
Thanks.
Okay, great. Thank you for calling.
Sure, we'll put it in the mail.
And thank you for carrying the broadcast.
Right on.
I'd like to ask all of you out there who are rebroadcasting this show, it's not a show, program, all of you out there who are rebroadcasting this program by any means, AM, FM, low power, I don't care. If you're rebroadcasting this program, please send me a letter. Let me know who you are, where you are, what your call letters are, what city you're broadcasting in, so that we can get you as a part of this network. We want to make this a network, and we want to list you as part of the network, and we want to make sure that you have access to all the free programming, but we have to know who you are. and send your address and phone number so that as this progresses, we'll be able to contact you and make sure that this all comes together okay. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill?
Yes.
This is Jim from Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Pooh.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
You're a great addition to this show.
Thanks.
Listen, Bill, I have no idea. I'm ignorant as far as broadcasting goes.
Uh-huh. Well, so was I before I did it.
Pardon?
So was I before I did it.
Do you have any recommendations of books or such that I could get a hold of to...
No, but I think as this idea progresses, we may get Gary Bourgeois or somebody who does know on as a guest and go from there. By the way, Gary Bourgeois is really feeling great now, and he's back in his old routine, and he was just so cheered up, and all your letters and cards just helped him so much that I just want to thank you again for that, folks.
Great. Another thing, I was introduced recently to it's a network marketing company that is doing programming over TV, over satellite to your TV. And that might be another...
You're talking about radio?
Pardon?
You're talking about radio?
No, I'm talking about TV they're doing it on.
Do you see a picture or you just hear a voice?
A picture. And basically what it is people like Brian Tracy and people like that, Zig Ziglar types, get up, talk of motivation, different ideas and things like this. And they're selling that programming. And they've set it up in a network marketing fashion.
Would you send me that information, please?
I will look for it. Where do I send it to? The P.O. box?
Send it to Harvest, the address I just gave out about 4 or 5 times.
Okay.
Okay?
Great. We can do it. And keep up the good work. We love you.
Thank you very much.
All right, sir.
Thank you for calling. Well, we're out of time, folks. What do you say, Pooh?
Good night, folks, and God bless you all.
Slide your fingers up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft when your eyes be mine. That same old tingle that I feel inside. Then that elevator starts to slide. Down and down I go. All around I go. Michael Lee, that's classified. I could stay away, but what could I do? I hear a name, I'm a flame with some kind of burning desire. That real kiss is when I get fire. Why does the lover I have dreaded spoke? Let him make that traded, she's recreated, she spoke. And every time my nose be true, right only down and down I go. All around I go.
We gone.